Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
8:15 now, just about Monday, August 10th on this Monday morning. 94 for a high today, a 30% chance for showers, except for Jefferson Parish, where it's going to be a comfortable 65 for a high and plenty of sunshine. I'm doing my best, Cynthia Lee Sheng, to boost business in the parish.
Thank you, Tommy. Good morning.
First of all, it's not going to be that way in Jefferson Parish for people that don't know any better. I don't want to mislead anybody. Tell me about schools, because you kind of made news with us last week when you were talking about you were going to talk to the school board about maybe pushing back the start of school. As it stands now, what is Jefferson Parish saying, and how are you with that?
Well, as it stands now, they're starting this week. And look, you know, I would get the question a lot. I think there was a misunderstanding with many people that the parish president, you know, can control the start of the school. And that's the exclusive jurisdiction of our school board. And I want success no matter which way. And if the school board decides to start this week, which it seems to be the case, we're a partner with them. We're going to do whatever we can. You know, we're getting over our own supply of masks. Our council office has had some masks left over from some of their mask drive. They're sending those over. So, you know, as I said, we share the same constituency. This is all of our citizens that we represent, and we're going to do whatever we can as a partner to help them whenever they choose to get started. And right now it does appear that it is this week.
Do you have concerns about numbers going up in the parish as a result of schools opening? And I know, you know, you got a school board and so forth, and that's not for people that don't get it, and I can understand as a president, everybody thinks you're in control of everything, and that's not the way the parish charter, I guess, is set up. But are you concerned about spread in the parish as a result of school opening?
So, Tommy, I think, you know, with anything with this, when you're trying to set public policy, I think all anybody's trying to do, and it's as difficult as anything we've had to do before, I think we're just trying to find that balance. And when I requested that they push it back, it was simply because, look, no matter when they start, no matter when we go to phase three, we're going to get a bump up. Any lessening of restrictions, any moving toward a new place, any step going back to normal, we have to be realistic. We're going to get a bump up, okay? So that's no matter when it happens. It's just that I think right now, even last week, we didn't even want to say it. I think with the numbers now, we're just able to say we're coming off of this second peak. You know, the percent positivity numbers this week are 10.3%. There's a delay in time, but the last one we got was 10.3% as opposed to 11.2% the week before. 2 weeks ago, we were averaging about 170 cases per day. Now we're averaging about 118 cases per day. So with every week you buy, when you can come off of this thing, it's a great decrease if you're able to do it that way. And there are signs that we're able to do it that way. So my thinking was just, you know, 3 weeks' time, we could see a much lower number going into this thing, knowing that we're going to uptick again. But certainly, again, we're going to do whatever we can. But yes, Tommy, I mean, whatever we do, and we're going to have a uptick in cases. The school board understands that. Everybody, I think, understands that. And it's about balance. It's about understanding the importance of kids having socialization. I think, you know, many of the school board members are concerned about the food security and so many of the kids being able to get their lunch that they rely on. So, I mean, there are a lot of issues people are trying to juggle here. There's no right answer. Again, it's just the balance, and it's a fine balance. But we are going to be there for them, no matter when the date is. And that is certainly clear by everyone.
About the other end of it, in terms of the other end of the spectrum, in terms of like senior centers for elderly people where they can go, I guess the parish has different activities for them, et cetera. None of that, obviously, I would guess is going on. And has there been anything virtually to maybe connect with people or anything like that?
We have not. We shut down senior centers very quickly in March because obviously they serve our most vulnerable population. And we have done a lot of things virtually, but I would say we have not been able to offer specific to senior centers anything virtual. Our library system is incredible and has so many virtual programs. And, of course, we as a parish push a lot virtually in different programs. But in terms of the actual senior center activities, we have not been able to do that yet. And that's a great idea if it's going to be that much more time before. And, again, the seniors, that was social interaction for them. But that was a lot of line dancing and a lot of crafts and a lot of field trips and good times. And, again, that is the social benefit of getting together and sharing a life together and socializing together that really is very difficult, especially as we move on through the months of this. You know, it's very difficult for especially the elder people and especially the people who live alone. I have a lot of friends who live alone. It's very tough for them, you know. I mean, you can talk on the phone to your friends as much as you want, but that personal interaction of seeing and connecting with people, you know, there's certainly a mental health part of this as well. That's very difficult for us. And the longer we get out, we see that.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and I'm going to ask you about businesses and restaurants and compliance, et cetera, in Jefferson Parish. Tommy Tucker, I'm talking to Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng about Jefferson Parish. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to the Mortgage Financial phone and text line, 504-260-1870. And I'll pass them along. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. Tell me, please, about testing in the parish and results, and are you getting them in a timely manner?
Yeah, so testing, we were able to piggyback on a state and federal program, so our testing times are much better, especially at Ilario Center. Again, as I said, the percent positivity is going down, Tommy. But really, if I could say today, you know, we've been able to really successfully have community testing with our partnership with Ochsner. And so today is the day we have two sites, Johnny Bright from 9 to 9:45. We're bringing in anyone who's 65 and over, and then that testing site goes until 1. And then Celebration Church and Kenner later today. I'm sorry. What?
Is that on Cleary, Johnny Bright? I'm trying to...
Yes. Yeah, right, okay. Off of Cleary, Johnny Bright. Uh-huh. And then Celebration
and then the
Church
one?
In Kenner is Celebration Church in Kenner by Williams, near Williams and West Esplanade. That starts at 4 to 4:45 for 65 and older. And then after that time, it'll go until 150 capacity is reached. Both test sites today are 150 capacity. And Ilario Center, you know, we have that every day opening at 7, except Sundays. So we're really glad that we've been able, since the beginning, to provide some place where people can get free COVID testing. I think that's very critical and has been critical in our fight against COVID,
so,
Tommy.
So how quickly are they going to be turned around, those tests?
Those are about, I want to say, a 3-day turnaround we're seeing.
Okay.
And, you know, Ilario as well, we're getting a quicker turnaround, 3 to 4 day turnaround.
So, in terms of,
were doing better, but then when the whole, all of this, these southern states started really peaking again, there's a reagent that, you know, there was a shortage of. So the delay, you see the delay a little bit on that for these community testing sites.
In terms of positive, you said it's from 11 to 10, right? The percent positive, but the number
right.
that...
So this is, there's a delay, Tommy. So the latest information I have is the week ending July 29th, we're at a 10.3% positive rate versus the week before, it's an 11.2% positive rate. So that's an indication we're falling. That's an indication that we're getting on top of this thing. And
what's the goal? Is it 5 or something like that?
Well, nationally, they want the goal to be under 10, but you want to get but before they even you're considered kind of a hot spot, you know, if you're above 10%, you know, it's a big concern in a community. You want to get it much lower than 10 to just show it. And look, I hope we can start declining. But Tommy, the thing is, and I just hate for there to be like, once you open restrictions or you get out again, certainly there is a sense that things are starting to get back to what we see as normal. That is not the case at all. This thing can turn on you so quickly. You know, remember, we started phase two with 40 cases. In 3 weeks, that number doubled. And in another 3 weeks, the number doubled again. So you can really lose control of this thing very quickly. And then once you do, it's a long time where you can kind of regain your footing, is what we've seen, you know, since we've all had this second peak this summer. So we have to be very, very careful, very positive that we're maybe able to do some new things, reduce restrictions. That's certainly hopeful, but never lose, you know, never letting down our guard on this thing at all.
What's your most optimistic outlook right now for Jefferson Parish as it stands with COVID? Let's dream for a moment.
I don't know, Tommy. I hope, you know, for the rest of the year and until a vaccine is found, I'm not naive enough to think we won't have COVID in the community, but I hope we can manage it to where we were, you know, back in, you know, the April, May timeframe, where we were just 30 cases a day, 20 cases a day. I mean, if we could do that and get back to our lives somewhat in a careful way, businesses being able to get a little assistance that we can get more people out there. We have got to, and we are getting better, we have got to learn to live with this thing. And that's the most hopeful I think anybody, any community can be until a vaccine is found, is just keeping it at a very, very low level with the whole population being very, very vigilant on this. Tell me
only
before,
a minute.
Can we?
Go ahead, quickly.
Okay,
please.
A minute left. August 15th, we have an important election, the sale of East Jefferson General Hospital to LCMC. A solid waste millage, an East Bend consolidated fire millage. Again, these are not new taxes. These are renewals of millages. And please, everybody, you know, go vote on August 15th. The polling locations are clean and sanitized. Everybody, our council, you know, our clerk of court, everybody, registrar of voters, has really worked in this election to make sure people get out to vote in a safe manner. So please, August 15th election.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon,
Tommy.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day and a great week. Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jan Mol.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.